Tonight's shir is Simin Resh Yud Aleph Se'if Vav. Hayu lefanav tavshil mikemach kusmin v'shibor leshu'ol v'shipon v'gefen u'te'inav rimon. He has in front of him a food cooked with the flour of spelt or oats or rye, grapes, figs, dates. Kivin de mevarech al hatavshil boroi m'nei mizono, since the cooked flour, the cooked grains, our boroi m'nei mizonos, birchas or kodemes, its bracha comes first. Af al gav da hanech min shiva, even though the grapes, the fig, and the date are clearly from the seven species the pasuk mentions. And these three, the spelt, the oat, and the rye, are not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk. V'ihu lavi min shiva, so it's not from the explicitly mentioned seven species. Mikol makom, nonetheless, kivin dechashivi, since they are special, they're important. Davdi minayu pas, we can make bread out of them. Mavar chalei hamotzi has the potential of hamotzi, birchas hamazon. So even though right now it's not bread, it's mezonos, kodemes, it comes first. Alva gavdo avdinu pas, even though you didn't make it into bread. So it's like, if you would have made it to bread, of course, what's the shayla? You make hamotzi, and that's it. Here, you didn't make it into bread, but the potential tells us the value of this item, and therefore the mezonos comes first. These three, the rye, the oat, the spelt, they're not from the seven species. Alpha gav, even though really, the kusmin minchitin. The spelt is a type of wheat. And we say that oats and rye are like barley. It's a species of barley. But since they are not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk, we won't consider them as one of the seven species as much as we do the ones that are explicitly mentioned. So in that regard, wheat and barley that's mentioned explicitly in the pasuk are right up there with grapes and everything else. But when you deal with rye, oats, and spelt that are not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk, they are subcategories of wheat and barley, but they're not the same as the other fruits because they're not mentioned explicitly. They still come first. The mezonos comes first because they're chashuv, and you see the chashivos that you can make bread out of them. And the ma'isa, they are included in wheat and barley. The krah of the pasuk, al koponim, nonetheless. The chitusar koyd and the gefen teina rimon. We know that chitusar, wheat and barley, come before gefen teina and rimon. So if this is the case, it sounds like it's not because it's mezonos that it comes ahead of boroi pure eitz of the grapes and the fig of the pomegranate. It's because it has the potential to become bread. And even though I didn't make bread out of it, but it has the potential, so that's special. So the notes point out, if that's the case, if you had rice and grapes, and the bracha on rice is mezonos, and the bracha on grapes is boroi pure eitz, you'd make the bracha on the grape first. Because the grape is one of the Zayin Minim, the rice is not one of the Zayin Minim, and rice bread is not hamotzi. So if the qualification of making the mezonos ahead is because it's potentially bread, then it won't be applicable to rice. And the notes say this is prima gadim shita, that since you can't make a hamotzi bread out of rice, it comes second to the Sheva Minim, and so the Levush says as well. But then he brings that the Evan Ha'oizer disagrees, and he says that even though there's no such thing as a hamotzi rice bread, since you make a bracha mezonos, and the bracha mezonos is itself a chashav bracha, more than the boroi pure eitz on grapes, it goes ahead of grapes. In fact, it even goes ahead of boroi pure gofen on wine, which is on a higher level. So it doesn't make a difference. He says the bracha on rice will come ahead. So it's machlekes. So Machlokes, Prima Gadim says the bracha on rice is behind the Zayin Minim, and Eved Oizer says no, the bracha is mezonos, it's ahead of the other Zayin Minim. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'kasev Hamogen Avram, the Hamogen Avram writes, the Davka Hani the Choshev Kan, that it's only the types that are mentioned here, Gefen Teina and Rimon, that are secondary to the rye, oat, and spelt. Aval Zaysim, what about olives? In Tavshashabilashol, up against a cooked oatmeal. Zaysim koydman, olives are first. Mishum de mukdam bikraw, because it's first in the posik. The posik says Erzchit Tusar, that a piece at the end, Eretz Zayis Shemer Devash. And we said, look at the second Eretz. Zayis is right next to the second Eretz. And oats, Shibul Shol, are not mentioned in the posik. It is a subcategory of Se'or of barley. Barley is two away from Eretz. Eretz Chita Se'or. So Zayis is ahead of Se'or. So based on that, Magen Avraham says, if you had cooked oatmeal and olives, olives are first. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol, Kama Achorim Chalok is a but. And again, but usually tells us the Mishnah Berurah is following this halacha. But many Achorim disagree with this Magen Avraham. B'chanal Sifkan Chafei, we said this before in Sifkan Chafei, and Shem look over there, and the Mezoinus on the oatmeal comes first. V'at Navol L'va'er Seid HaMal Spik. So now let us come and clarify the order briefly, basically a straight list of precedents. Whatever is later from the one before is lower level than the one before. So the top of the list, the very first bracha ahead of all brachas, Hamotzi. Hamotzi. Afilu mipas shel shibos sha'ol v'shipon, even if you made the bread from oats or you made it from rye, it takes the top of the list. Now, within bread, chita takes priority over the others. And the Mishnah Berurah writes this in Hilchos Pesach. When you make matzah, you can make matzah of any of the five grains. You can make oat matzah, spelt matzah, rye matzah, wheat matzah. Wheat matzah is number one. If a person doesn't have health issues, you take matzahs from wheat. If someone could take wheat but feels like having oat or spelt, that's wrong. You're supposed to take the wheat. The wheat is the most chashuv, and that's where you should make your matzah from if you can. So Hamotzi tops the list. Second, Barim and Mezoinus. Which Mezoinus? Amaisa Kedera Dechitim. Mezoinus on cooked wheat. Like cream of wheat, something like that. Then, Barim and Mezoinus Amaisa Kedera Dechitim. The one after that, third on the list, is Mezoinus on cooked barley. Cholent. Right? Cooked barley is third on the list. Barley soup. That's after cooked wheat. If you had a choice, cooked wheat and cooked barley, cooked wheat. Next would be, if there's no cooked wheat, the next is cooked barley. Next, Barim and Mezoinus, on Maisa Kedera, Dishibur L'Shu'ol V'Shipon. The next choice would be Mezoinus on the cooked oats and the cooked rye. Shugam came in, so it's also a variety of barley. Barim and Mezoinus, the Se'orim. Now, if the choice was between that and Mezoinus on actual barley, since barley is explicit in the pasuk, koydum lehen, that of course comes first. Actual barley will always precede the subspecies of barley. Vafilu lekusmin shumin chitin, and even if it's a choice of barley or spelt, and the spelt is a variety of wheat, hugam kein koydum, the barley is first, because barley is explicit in the pasuk, so whatever is explicit comes ahead of that which was inferred. So once you're beyond the Hamotzi and Mezonuses, the next choice is, the next bracha in the list is Barei Piyagafen, the bracha on wine, grape juice. After that, now you're down to the Barei Piyagafen. So in the world of Barei Piyagafen, you're left to the five fruits. Zaysim comes first, and Tamarim is second, olives, then dates. Again, because olives is the first next to the second Eretz. Tamarim is number two next to the second Eretz. And then Vanlovim, then are grapes, which is third from the first Eretz. Te'ena, followed by fig, Virimon, and the last is pomegranate. After that, Barei Piyagafen in general, on other fruits. Upri Adama, on vegetables. Followed by Shehakol. Now the Mishnah Berurah qualifies. Ubekol Eilu Ein Mashgichin Al HaChaviv Klal. In the list I just gave you, we pay no regard to what you prefer. Whatever is later down the list, even if you like it more, you really like the shahakol, you like the candy, your vegetables come first. The bar piyadama comes ahead of the shahakol, even though you like the shahakol. This is true of the whole list that we gave. Chaviv is not relevant. Now, if you have a question of an eitz or adama side by side, melon and fruit, as linen basar chaviv, then you'll say, go by the one you prefer. Afilu hasheni min sheva, even if the one you don't prefer is from the seven species. We had this halacha before, that our etz and adama, we don't say, look at the zayin minim. We look at the zayin minim when you're making one bracha, and that one bracha is going to pater something else. So take the murchashev. But here, one bracha is not patering the other. You've got to make both brachas anyway. So in that scenario, it wouldn't make a difference. Hayushneim chaviv. Now, if they both were, in his mind, the same deer, he likes them both the same, then as lin and basim and shiva, then you go by the one that's from the seven species. V'im echad mehem muktam b'posik. Now, if you have one that's earlier in the posik, you go, for instance, shekoseis kiloyos chita, if you're chewing on kernels of wheat, those wheat kernels are b'r'piyadama. The ochel zayis, and you're having olives as well. Yaktim chita, you have to make the bracha on the wheat. To koyd mekoyis, earlier in the pasuk. Can kasa magavam, that's the shita's magavam, that whatever is earlier in the pasuk has precedence, even though it's adama ahead of ha'etz. The hagro, Paul Gazel, but the Vilna Gaon disagrees. We discussed this before in Sivkan Chav Zayin, I shall look over there. Shnehem einon min shiv, if neither one is from the seven species, yesh lahakdim piyo eitz im shom mechaviva. So again, if you like the ha'eitz and the adama the same, make the bracha ha'bar piyaz first. Halav ha'chi, if not, chaviv kodim, then go with the chaviv, kind of like you said before. V'chein shnehem piyo ha'adama, and if they're both bar piyo ha'adama, or shnehem shahako, or they're both shahako, as lina baser, chaviv, go by the one that's more dear to him. What is called chaviv? What's the chaviv? The definition of chaviv? Anan b'nei Ashkenaz nimshach nacha harosh v'siyaso. We b'nei Ashkenaz follow the rosh and those who go with him. Shua min haragil yos chaviv etzlo. It's the one that's normally chaviv. K'mo shekas b'sif alf. We said this in Si'if Aleph. V'im shneim chaviv v'netzlo. If they're both equally chaviv, az lidon achar ezeh shechaviv zata. Then go by the one he wants now. K'mo shekas b'sif beiz l'haram. Like we said in Si'if beiz, shita sarambam. Birchas achila ushasiya, brachas on food and drink. Afila birchas shahakol ina shahakol, kodemas la birchas siriya, comes before any bracha on scent, on smells. Now, a few things are missing from this Mishnah Berurah. First of all, if one is shalim and one is chaser, he does not mention here where that fits in. If you have a whole versus a half, what gets kedima? He doesn't mention. He only mentions the milus based on the bracha, and then he gets into chaviv. So he said this before. He said before that when it comes to the order of the zayin minim, where it is in the pasuk, we don't care if it's shalom or not. A date that's cut into small pieces has precedence over a grape, a whole grape. Shalom doesn't play a role when you have the pasuk giving the order. But when you're beyond that, if they're both the same, so then, we do have a mila of sholem over non-sholem. But it's beyond chaviv. In other words, chaviv is first. And if they're both the equal chavivus, let's look at sholem. Now, whatever sholem has a mila. Now, if you have two of the same thing, basically, I have cookies and cake. They're kiddush. Cookies and cake. I like them both. They're both the same as Zionists. They're both from wheat flour. You should make the mezonos on the cookie rather than cake. Or, if you're going to have some herring, on a cracker. Crackers are sholem. Make a bracha on a sholem. So I'd always ask, what's a brownie? Is a brownie a sholem or not?
It's cut over.
I don't think it's a sholem. It comes from a sheet that's cut into pieces. It's true the piece is a serving size, but so what? That's not how it's baked. A cookie is baked as a cookie. A piece of brownie is a piece of cake. So there's a mila of taking a sholem when it's the same. And he brings in the notes, there's a mila of sholem by beverages too. By drinks, a full cup is more chosher than a half cup. Now I know that etiquette-wise, you're never supposed to pour your cup to the top. But we do it for Kiddush. We do it for Dal Kaisis. We do it by a bris. We do it under the chuppah. There's a mila of sholem. And if you have a choice of being a bracha and a sholem or a chaser when it comes to drink, filled to the top is a sholem. Not filled to the top is a chaser. There's a madrega of sholem. If they're both sholem.
How does it play with chaviv? If you like grape, half a glass of grape.
Chaviv always comes ahead. Chaviv always goes ahead. It's a higher madrega, earlier madrega than sholem. If you have gadol and katan, they're both sholem. big and small. So bigger is in fact better. There's a ma'ila of gadol. If they're both sholem and they're both chaviv, then size makes a difference too. If the katan is chaviv, that comes first. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also doesn't mention what happens if it's a question of food versus drink. All he says at the end is, if you have bracha on food and drink, it comes ahead of, the shah comes ahead of reach. But between food and drink, I'm having eggs and a drink. I'm having tuna and a drink. Herring and a l'chaim, no cracker. So, which do you make the shahakol on? So he brings in the notes, the Aruch HaShulchan says, achila kodem l'shtiyah. Even if t'shtiyah is chavav alav, even if I prefer the drink, oichel comes before the mashke. The Shabbat doesn't say it. There's chashivas in food versus drink.
So herring before the schnapps.
Herring before the schnapps. So there are more nuances that the Mishnah doesn't specify here, but the poskim add these things also.